Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Good evening. Can you hear me?
What can I
Hi.
do for you?
My name is Rudy. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything and I want to ask for a donation, okay? Am I speaking to Jolie Chandler?
Yes.
Okay, Jolie, give me one second. First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Okay. And on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and California state legislature. Okay, the election for county office will also be on March primary ballot. Okay, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you're voting in March primary, in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Or are the chances 50-50?
Oh yeah, I will vote.
Okay. Definitely. And in the presidential primary election, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances you are voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for these offices? Will you probably vote? Or are the chances 50-50?
Oh yes.
Is that a almost certain or probably will?
I will.
Okay. And what year were you born now?
I'm sorry?
What year were you born?
1956.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, and or Asian, Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
White.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off the wrong track?
Repeat.
Okay, generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
Okay, and I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Okay, jobs and wages, public safety and crime, parental rights and education, inflation and cost of living, water policy, homelessness, housing affordability, public infrastructure like roads and bridges.
Homelessness.
Homelessness? Okay.
Yes.
And now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no option, okay, go ahead and pick one of those. Okay. All right. And Paul Dictus, would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or unfavorable, very unfavorable opinion of Paul Dictus?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Okay. And is that somewhat or very unfavorable?
Mary.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Favorable. That's a very or somewhat favorable.
Very.
Okay. Steve Brando.
Repeat.
Steve Brando. Would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
No.
What would that be? A very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Gavin Newsom?
Favorable.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And Gary Bredfeld.
Very.
Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that. And now thinking about the March primary election and the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Dion Ombordis, okay.
Favorable.
Bryce, give me 1 second. I'm going to let you know right now what the question is telling you. Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictus, CPA and County Accessor Recorder, Gary Bradfield, businessman and city council member, for whom would you vote? For Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Dion Bordos, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictus, CPA and County Accessory Recovery, or Gary Bradfield, businessman and city council member. Out of those five, who would you vote for?
Gary Bradfield.
Okay, thank you so much for that. How certain are you that you would vote for Gary Bradfield, businessman council member? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
All right. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bradfield as a Fresno City council member? Would you rate that excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. And thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more than or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Okay. The four options are somewhat more likely, somewhat more, much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, okay? A candidate who is a Democrat.
More likely.
Somewhat more likely, okay? A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Okay.
Would you very much likely, somewhat likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you so much for that. A candidate who is 80 years old.
Repeat.
Okay. A candidate who is 80 years old.
And what?
Would you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Less likely.
Okay, less likely. And is that somewhat or much? Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Less likely.
Okay. And a candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos. Would you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
More likely.
More likely. All right, a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents. Is that a much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Less likely.
Okay, is that somewhat or much?
Much.
Okay, thank you so much. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes. Is that much more likely, somewhat much more likely? Somewhat less likely?
Much more likely.
Okay, thank you so much for that. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
Much more likely?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. And a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Okay.
Okay, a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Yes.
Would that be a much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
More likely.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And we're almost done. Next, I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no choice, if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for that candidate, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Gary Bradfield currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bradfield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. Okay. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for Gary Bradfield for county supervisor?
Good chance.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. So, Paul Dictus currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. Okay, he is running for county supervisor to be independent. To be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictus will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high quality services to the public. Okay, after hearing that information, would you say there's no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for Paul Dictus for county supervisor?
Good chance.
Okay. Good chance. All right. Steve Brandu currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandu has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandu is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this, would you say there's no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for Steve Brandu for county supervisor?
Some chance.
Some chance. Would that be... There's small chance and fair chance.
Shut up.
Small chance or? Dang. Can we call her back? I'm gonna call her back, bro, because. Huh? Ya casi terminaba, man.